3 a.m.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate this show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we do try to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And just a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health, either through the website or the store on Cedar Lane. You can ask questions, get advice. They carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including Village Green's own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so please join us next week for Kevin's discussion on nutrition. Our guest today is Patricia Lemer, and she is a colleague of longstanding in my life. I don't like to say an old colleague. And she's a licensed professional counselor, educational diagnostician, author of two books on autism, Envisioning a Bright Future, and the most recent, Outsmarting Autism. And that's going to be our subject for the day. Before we get started with Patty's discussion of her book, and I think you're going to find it very interesting, just the news you can use, a very recent study on peanuts and using probiotics. And it's interesting. This was in Melbourne, Australia, and researchers from the Murdoch Children's Research Institute gave about 30 allergic children a daily dose of peanut protein together with a probiotic in an increasing amount over an 18-month period. That's a significant period of time. Now, the probiotic used was called Lactobacillus rhamnosus, and the dose was equivalent to eating about 20 kilograms of yogurt each day. At the end of the trial, 80% of the children could actually eat peanuts without any reaction. And this is pretty remarkable. Of course, they're going to be repeating and expanding the research, but it's fascinating. We talk all the time on this show. We mention, I would say almost every show, something positive about probiotics. So this is something that we did not know. So this is news you can use. Now, back to Patty Lemer, Patricia Lemer. As I said, she's a licensed professional counselor and practiced as an educational diagnostician for over 40 years, co-founder and executive director of Developmental Delay Resources, an international nonprofit organization for 20 years. And I'm going to let her expand on her DDR experience because I think it's quite remarkable. She does lecture internationally on developmental delays, including autism spectrum disorders. And from 2012 to 2014, Patricia Lemer served as chief consultant in the establishment of a center for young adults with disabilities in Kuwait. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Dana.
Well, tell us about your background, because I think it's fascinating, and I felt like I was a teeny tiny part of it.
You were.
So expand for us on your background and how you got to where you are now.
Well, I've always been a heretic, and I'm the little girl who stands at the side of the road and says, "The emperor has no clothes." And when I was trained as a psychologist, and went to my first job and was doing play therapy, I wanted to know why. Why did these kids act like this? Why did he have a rash? Why did he have food allergies? And nobody had any answers to those in the late 60s. And so my first job was in a hospital, a multidisciplinary hospital setting, and I had the fortunate experience of being under a very cutting-edge neurologist. And he was putting kids on diets, even in the late 60s, Dana. He was using a ketogenic diet to stop seizures, which I think you probably still do.
Yes.
And he had occupational therapists and speech pathologists and social workers who were doing remarkable things. And one of the OTs came into my room, and she said, "You look like you're not having too much fun." And I said, "You're right. I can't get him to do anything." And she said, "Well, come to my room. I've got trampolines and beanbags and rocking boards, and I'm having more fun than you are." And that's when I learned about how to get to the brain, and that is by moving. And so I had these two great experiences where I saw the benefit of food and the benefit of movement, and that laid the foundation for the rest of my career. And if you fast forward to the late 80s, early 90s, when you and I were practicing in Washington, D.C. area, we started seeing kids with all kinds of different issues. These were kids who were much more profoundly disabled than the kids we had seen before, who had learning disabilities and attention deficits. And one day, a mom came into my office and started talking about her child, and it was late on a Friday afternoon, and I was tired and bored and probably a bit rude, and I started finishing her sentences, and she said, "Well, how do you know he drinks a lot of milk? And how do you know he had a lot of ear infections? And how do you know he has eczema?" And I said, "Because I've heard your story a million times." And she looked at me in horror, and she said, "But my child's unique, and my pediatrician said he never saw anything like him." And I said, "Well, I'm sorry, your pediatrician's wrong. There's lots of kids like yours, and I've seen them for the last 20 years. And she said, "Well, I'm a lawyer, and if I can help you, I know how to start a nonprofit organization, and if you know some other people, we can get one started so you can share this information with everybody else." This was 1993. There was no internet. There was no way for people like this mom to get information except to go to the National Library of Medicine, where she might find a book or two, but not very much information about the kinds of things that you talk about on this radio show. I bet there wasn't one book on probiotics in those days. And so she convinced us to start a nonprofit, and that's how Developmental Delay Resources started in 93. And we had a quarterly newsletter, we had conferences, we had cutting-edge people like Doris Rapp at our conference, and people wrote us letters, and we answered the telephone. We had no social media to get the word out. And so it was a pretty remarkable experience, and we did these conferences, and Bernie Rimland at the Autism Research Institute said, "Wow, that was the best conference I ever went to," and he copied it. And that's what the Defeat Autism Now, the DAN conferences, which you've participated in, Dana, came out of, was our first conference in Washington, D.C. And we did a survey of families to figure out what they thought was happening to their kids. And again, remember, we had no internet to do this survey. We had to do it through magazines. We had this printed in parenting magazines, and we actually Xeroxed them and put them in envelopes and sent them out by putting stamps on, sending it snail mail. And in about a couple months, we had almost 1,000 responses to our survey, which is pretty remarkable given the times and how much effort it took. And the parents confirmed what we had thought, that the kids who had descended into what was now being called autism and into these regressive disorders were heavy milk drinkers. They'd had lots of ear infections, lots of antibiotics, and what we didn't anticipate was that the parents told us that they thought that their kids had regressed following a vaccine and had a vaccine reaction. And many of them actually stapled their kids' vaccination records to our survey and thanked us for paying attention to this. And this was one of the first times that we actually looked at the role of vaccinations. And as you know, this is a very hot potato. It's right now a polarizing subject on the internet, and it's breaking up families and friendships and long-term relationships because people are being accused of being anti-vax and pro-vax, and all we want to do is educate people about the pluses and minuses of vaccinations. So this was a real eye-opener, and we went on to run DDR for almost 20 years, and in 2013, I was retiring, and so I looked for an organization that we could merge with, and I was so lucky to find Beth Lambert's Epidemic Answers. And so now DDR is part of Epidemic Answers, and we have a whole new generation of power moms who are out there fighting the fight for their kids. And Beth's book, you might want to see about having Beth on your show, is called A Compromised Generation. And she was not schooled in this area and became very interested when her kids had allergies and eczema and breathing problems, and said, what's going on here? This isn't normal. I don't like it that my child's nose is always running. And so she figured it out, and we found each other, and as I say, the rest is history.
Okay. Patty, thank you so much for that good background.
And you're welcome.
For me, it was a little bit of a reminder of how things started. You know, we often don't take stock of where we've been and how far we've come. So this was a good trip down memory lane for me. Thank you.
You're welcome. And, you know, history repeats itself, and there's so many of the new generation of teachers and moms who don't know about the age when kids walked to school and got more exercise, or when kids actually played board games and ball against the steps. And now I sound like a grouchy old grandma, but there's reasons that we did those things, and they're good for the body, whereas some of the practices today are not good for kids. And while they're convenient, we have the cost of convenience. And in my first book, I didn't talk much about lifestyle, but in my new book, Outsmarting Autism, before I get into the therapies and talk about therapeutic approaches, I talk about how our lifestyle has really contributed to this epidemic of childhood illness, including autism.
Well, Patty, I want to emphasize that this is so important. We're going to carry on in the next segment. For those of you who have just joined us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Patricia Lemer.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary. Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new CogniSure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in CogniSure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. CogniSure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and CogniSure. Remember CogniSure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a wide variety of good information all about you and your health. Now, I just want to remind you that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health through the website and the store on Cedar Lane. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and next Sunday, Kevin will be the host for a good discussion on nutrition. Our guest today is Patricia Lemmer, and she's a licensed professional counselor, educational diagnostician, author of two books on autism, Envisioning a Bright Future, and her most recent, Outsmarting Autism. And that's the subject for today. So, Patty, thank you for the background that you provided, how difficult it was to change the way we treated, diagnosed, and even envisioned people with disabilities, from all kinds of disabilities, including autism, ADD, ADHD, speech disorders, and health issues. I think you gave a great summary of how far we've come and how exciting for you and for me to be part of that. So let's talk more. You were talking about lifestyle and the importance of lifestyle. Let's keep talking about that.
I will. I wanted to just comment first, though, on what you just said, how far we've come. You know, my first book was published in 2008, and that was almost 40 years of working with kids, and I thought I was finished. But so much happened, Dana, between 2008 and 2013 that I had to write another book. And one of those things was this genome project and the technology that we have that can see right inside the body non-invasively and get information that helps us really have individualized medicine. And we know that every kid with autism is unique, as that mother told me 40 years ago. And this is helping us understand the absolute uniqueness of our genetic profiles and why everybody doesn't descend into autism in this toxic world that we're living in. And so when you and I grew up, we only got one vaccination. We drank out of the hose. We rode in the back seat of our parents' car without seat belts. We played in the woods. We weren't attached to them by cell phones. We had no email. We wandered around. I took the streetcar where I lived in Pittsburgh, and wherever the streetcar could go, my mother knew I was safe. And so we didn't worry about our kids in the ways that we do now. And so some of this worrying and some of the things that we do for safety purposes really does interfere with kids' development. And I'll give you a few examples. And these are assumed lifestyle issues right now. For instance, there's no question that buckling yourself up in a seatbelt saves lives. But there are lots of questions about whether having babies sleep on their backs avoids SIDS. And what does sleeping on the back do to a baby? It puts a baby neurologically upside down. That baby has been curled up forward. It's for 9 months, and now we're telling it to sleep on its back. And when a baby sleeps on its back, it has to lift that big bowling ball of a head up with weak muscles rather than with strong muscles. The hands don't get to push down into the bed, and the eyes and the hands don't get to work as a team. And so this one medical recommendation that almost every single parent follows is interfering with our baby's development. And how do we know that? Because our babies have weak cores, they have weak hands, they have weak neck and shoulder muscles, and they don't crawl, and they don't have the same kind of developmental milestones that babies did in the past. And so this is just one example of a lifestyle issue that interferes. Some others are that we are living with technology. Our noses are in iPads and iPhones and other tablets and computers and televisions. We used to worry about kids watching too much television. That's so benign compared to today, where they're looking at playing games up to 8 hours a day with their parents' electronic instruments if they don't have one of their own. And a lot of these electronic instruments are in their bedrooms. And so kids are having their sleep interfered with by the electromagnetic fields that emanate from these. The plasma TV, even when it's turned off, if you feel it, it's hot. And it's giving out invisible electricity that interferes with the brain. And it not only interferes with the brain's neurological development, but it agitates bugs in our digestive tract, in our biogeome, which you know so much about. And those bugs put out toxins because they're agitated too. And so this is a cascade of problems that we're making by looking at the different kinds of choices we make about what we do, what we buy, how we spend our time. And so another one is the use of sonograms and ultrasounds for moms who are considered, quote, at risk, unquote, and even those who aren't at risk, who are having multiple ultrasounds. And there's now some good evidence in the research about how this might interfere with a baby's development. Ultrasound is sound. It's a very loud sound, and it's over 100 decibels, and it's like that of a jet airplane that interferes with the growth of the whole auditory system. And so these are the babies that are getting ear infections. And one study showed that the number of ear infections was easily correlated with the number of ultrasounds. And so it's just too many things that we're doing and not doing. But the biggest thing is food. And I spend a lot of time in my book talking about diet and nutrition. And we don't even know what food is anymore. Is an organic tofu hot dog food? You know, some people think it is, but it's processed junk, just like it's not as junkety junk as gummy bears, but it's junk. It's not real food. And it's got all kinds of spices and things in it and maybe some artificial colors and flavors in it that are not good for young kids. So I go to my favorite person to go to is Michael Pollan when we talk about what is food. And I love Michael Pollan. I'm sure you do, too.
Oh, yes.
He has a number of books. His newest book, I think it's his newest, unless he wrote one when I wasn't looking, is called Cooked. And I just love that book, Cooked. But my favorite book of his is called Food Rules. And I don't know whether he meant the word rules to be a noun or a verb, but I like it as a verb because I think food does, in fact, rule. And Michael Pollan gives you 7 words about when people say, well, what should I eat? And he says, eat food, not too much, mainly plants. And that really describes it all. What is food? It's something that's alive, or it was alive. So it's a growing plant that you pull right out of the ground, or you cut out of your garden, or it's an animal that was alive, or a bean that was alive that grew. The things that aren't food are what many of our kids are living on. And then we add all kinds of things, and we genetically modify these foods, which are destroying our ability to think and to grow. And so before parents even go on to special kinds of therapies for their kids with autism, I strongly suggest that they look at their relationship with food and start cooking and start reading and taking courses and using their $100,000 kitchen with its fancy appliances and marble countertops and throw out the microwave because we want to cook and we want to eat nutritious, nutrient-dense plants and some animals. Nobody has to be a vegetarian, but we want to make sure we know where those animals came from, who their mothers were, how they were raised, were they treated humanely, what did they eat. I know my farmers, and everybody should have a relationship with their local farmers and their local places where they can go and buy fruits and vegetables all year round. So that is really the number one lifestyle issue. And then the second one that I look at is sleep. Nobody's getting enough sleep. And how much sleep is enough? Kids should have 10 to 12 hours of sleep, and we as adults should have at least 8. And everybody looks at me and crosses their eyes when I say that because nobody's getting that much. But when we are asleep is when our bodies heal. And one of my favorite neurologists, Dr. Martha Herbert, who wrote The Autism Revolution, she says sleep is when you're asleep is when your body takes out the garbage. And if you don't take out the garbage, you know what it looks like during a garbage strike. And that's what your brain and your body looks like if you don't sleep enough for it to take out your garbage. So we have to make our bedrooms safe places to sleep. That means they don't have wireless telephones, plasma TVs, computers. Dietrich Klinghardt, another one of my mentors, says that you do 2 things in your bedroom. You have intimate relations and you sleep. You don't read. You don't watch television. You don't play in roughhouse. The bedroom is a sleep sanctuary. So this is something that we have to look at carefully, all of these things, our food, our sleep, our electronic environment, and our ability to move and be outside and get vitamin D. I'm sure everybody you see in your practice is vitamin D deficient, especially here in Pittsburgh where the sun rarely shines. I'm looking out today. The snow is beautiful, but it's a gray day. Yesterday we had some sun. That's one of our 53 days a year where we get sun.
Oh, my goodness. And you're right, but even a sunny day in the winter, we don't convert. It's
right.
That summer sun
right.
That does it.
Right. So how much vitamin D do you recommend people take on a regular basis?
Well, you know, that's the toughest recommendation without a test. I tell most adults at least 5,000 a day. If I look at their
that's
history.
That's what I'm taking.
If I look at their history and I sense more, I'll put them on 10,000. But that's not a lot. People think that's a lot. That's 20 minutes in the sun. For kids, I might do anywhere from 1,000 to 5,000, but I really insist they get a test because some people have D receptor defects. They don't convert well. Mm-hmm. And so we have some people that need 20, 30, 40,000 a day, and others that are fine on 500 milligrams.
So what is your low cutoff score that you say is okay?
Well, the normal is not correct at 30 to 100. That's incorrect. NIH actually set it higher than that, but the Institute of Medicine failed woefully in this and came up with 30 to 100. 40 to 100 is a normal range. Normal is not healthy. And 60 to 80 is optimum. And that comes from the experts themselves in mm-hmm. vitamin D research. And people worry about toxicity. I have never seen a vitamin D toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
You have to overwhelm the gates long term to actually get a toxicity, unless you have a unique condition like hemochromatosis or Wilson's disease, where you accumulate copper. So if we're going, most people err by not doing enough.
Well, I have in my book, I talk about the very high incidence of vitamin D deficiency in autism. And we have gotten kids talking by just upping their D levels. And sometimes it takes, as you say, some high levels for a long time, or actually for a short time. And that's sometimes people do IV, or do they do it IV, or do they do it with drops or with pills?
We usually use either the drops or the from fish oil sources of vitamin D. And I'm loving this conversation. We're going to continue it in the next segment. And just a reminder for those who've just tuned in with us, this is the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. And we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Patricia Lemmer.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. And just a reminder that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so please join us next week for Kevin's discussion on nutrition. Now, our guest today is Patricia Lemmer, a licensed professional counselor, educational diagnostician, author of two books on autism, Envisioning a Bright Future, and her most recent, Outsmarting Autism, which is our subject for the day. And she's given us a background on how she got to this point and all she's contributed. It's just really an honor to have Patricia on the show. We also talked about her book, Outsmarting Autism, and we got to step one, take away the bad stuff and get back the good stuff. So that's basic, about nutrient-dense foods, sleep. I tell people I have no supplement to substitute for sleep. It is a nutrient. And I like your term, Patty, of it's a sanctuary. Our immune system grows during that time.
Right.
Our brain gets smart. So, and the idea of movement. So let's go on with some more of the steps that you talk about in your book.
Okay. Well, we haven't quite finished step one, because we really didn't talk about how to add back the good stuff and take out the bad stuff other than using food and sleep.
Well, good. Let's cover
it. I have so many other steps, and you're the expert on this, and I don't want to spend a lot of more time on it, but I feel like I have to mention these other things.
Good.
So because you can't eat all the nutrients that your body needs, you've got to work with somebody like Dana or a biomedical health professional to figure out what nutrients you need to take through supplementation. And these supplements is what the Village Green has been known for forever and ever, and where I go every single time I'd come to Washington, D.C. from Pittsburgh, where I live now. And it's always my first stop when I get off 270, and I go to the Village Green and stock up. So you have to work with somebody on getting the rest of your nutrients in there, whether it's vitamins or minerals or essential fats or whatever. They've got it all, right?
That's true.
Okay. And so the other part of getting the bad stuff out is how you work with somebody to detoxify. And so we need to detoxify through those four channels, which is our poop and our urine and our hair and our skin. And so we have to eat the proper foods that are detoxifying, and take the nutrients that help us detoxify. And this is where it's so important to work with somebody good, because if you detoxify too fast, you're going to get sicker. And some of those bad things, like the heavy metals and the plasticizers and the pesticides, are going to get reabsorbed back into your body. And if you, there's nothing wrong with detoxifying too slow, except that it takes a lot of time. So you've got to find the just right speed to detoxify. And one of the best ways to do that is to sweat. And so some of us in this field have saunas in our home, and that's one of the best reasons for exercising. Because when you exercise, you're both moving and sweating, and so you're enhancing your digestion and your body's ability to get that stuff out. And so there's a whole chapter in my book about detoxification, and again, this is really, really, really important to work with somebody on this and not do it yourself.
Well said. My byword for this is you have to have good exit pathways. You can't be in a restaurant and a fire starts and not have an exit. No matter what you do, you've got to have good exits.
Yep. So, and then the other, the next chapter is about hormones and the endocrine system. And this is super duper complicated. And again, you have to work with somebody who's an expert on the thyroid and the adrenals and the estrogens and the androgens, because there's a huge cascade of pathways that depend on these hormones and neurotransmitters. And if they're screwed up at any single place, then it's going to affect the thing that's downstream from that. And one of the things that we see over and over and over again is mothers with low thyroid who have babies with autism. And so when we get at the end of my talk, when we get to the subject of prevention in the next segment, I am going to talk a lot about how to get your thyroid and how you get your thyroid working well before you get pregnant. And there's so many parents out there that wish they'd had that counsel. So the hormone system, the endocrine system, is part of getting the bad stuff out and adding back the good stuff. So the next step, and the next four steps, all depend on good gut integrity. And we haven't talked much about the gut, but if you go to an autism conference, the number one topic of conversation is poop. It's not behavior. It's poop. And Dana, you've been there. I'm sure you've experienced that.
Oh, yes.
And these parents can tell you everything you didn't want to know about their kids' poop, the color, the smell, the texture, the frequency. And so, again, we could have a whole conversation about poop. And, in fact, I wrote an article called The Proof is in the Poop. And that article and over 400 other articles are on the old DDR website, which is still up, which is devdelay.org, devdelay.org, and we're moving them to the Epidemic Answers website, so they'll be up soon.
Oh, that's so good. You have wonderful articles.
Yep, and they're being updated because some of those articles were pretty old. But the poop is really important, and you should poop almost as much as you, many times a day as you eat. And when you take histories, as Dana does, of these kids with autism, you find that many of them might have one or two bowel movements a week, and that's just not sufficient to get the bad stuff out. And some of them are pooping many, many times a day, and it's running down their legs, and their parents are beside themselves. And so to get that poop normalized is really, really important before you go into any of the other therapies. And the reason for that is because it's going to save you time, and the body's number one priority is staying well. If the body is busy digesting and trying to breathe, all the expensive therapies you do, whether it's chiropractic or occupational therapy or speech and language therapy or social skills therapy or vision therapy, all of those are going to take 10 times as long if the body isn't healthy. So the whole nutritional biomedical intervention is essential to do first and foremost in step one. So now that I've covered that pretty quickly, we go to step two, which is to correct foundational issues, in which I include reflexes and structural impediments. And the structural stuff is, there's a lot of people you can go to for that, and it depends on what tools they have in their tool chest. So it may be a chiropractor or an osteopath or somebody who does a Knott Banyel therapy or somebody who does reflex integration. And you know you need that if the baby had a cesarean section or if the baby had any other kind of birth trauma. There's probably structural issues that are impeding that baby's development. And it's never too late to go back and do that, but most people like to do it right at the time of birth. And I know many chiropractors who want to be there to catch that baby or see that baby within 24 hours, because we can avoid a lot of these developmental problems if we make sure that that little head didn't get overly mushed in that birth process. So reflexes are really a miracle. It's like the body has over 100 different reflexes that are programmed into the nervous system. And this is like 100 programs in your computer when you buy it. And these reflexes are there specifically to get the baby down the birth canal, out into the world, and from helpless to walking. That's pretty amazing. It's really a miracle when you think about it.
It sure is.
And so if we interfere with that at any point, again, by having the baby sleep on its back, which interferes with reflexes in, emerging, or put babies in those stupid carriers that we now think are so wonderful, and especially that bumbo seat, which is the biggest ridiculous impediment out there, they should be banned. The baby isn't able to move. He's in jail. And so some of these are, again, for safety purposes. But babies need to move. Movement is food for the nervous system, just like food feeds your digestion and your cells. So if babies have not developed these reflexes and the reflexes haven't gone through the three stages of emerging and being active and being integrated, then you're going to see behavioral problems, you're going to see motor problems, you're going to see vision problems, you're going to see comprehension problems. And so reflexes are foundational for all aspects of development. And the queen of working on reflexes right now is a woman named Svetlana Moskatova. And I urge everybody to go to her website, which is moskatovamethod.com, and I'll spell it. It's MASGUTOVA method.com. And Svetlana has trained people all over the world who can work with a child, again, no matter what the age of the child, to wake up those reflexes, which are in there. They're asleep. They're dormant. To wake them up or to calm them down. In many cases, their reflexes are active and they're interfering with somebody's ability to pay attention because the reflex is going to override volition. And we want our kids and our patients to be volitional and to have a choice of whether they're going to kick the ball or not kick the ball. And so we want to look at all of the reflexes and understand how they relate to the mouth and to chewing and to talking eventually.
I am so glad you're covering this because it is something we don't talk much about. And we'll carry on in the final segment. For those who have joined us, you're with The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Patricia Lemmer.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. And I just want to remind you, we're here every Sunday morning. I know you know that, but tell your friends and family. So join us next week for Kevin's discussion on nutrition. Now, our guest today is Patricia Lemmer, a licensed professional counselor, educational diagnostician, author of two books on autism, and her most recent one is the subject that we've been discussing, Outsmarting Autism. So we have a lot more that Patricia wants to tell us, so let's go forward. Let's talk about sensory.
Okay. So the next thing that we look at after we look at the structural impediments and the reflexes is the sensory issues. And for this, you need a good occupational therapist or a physical therapist who's been trained in sensory processing and sensory integration. And lots of good clinics have these. Generally, they're not in the schools, but what we're looking at are the seven senses of touch and movement called proprioception and balance called the vestibular system, and how all of these lay the foundation for the more significant complex senses of vision and audition. And so we want babies to have very good sensory foundations and allow them to touch things and pick things up and move a lot through space. But the one sense that people really don't understand very well is vision, and that's why my first book was called Envisioning a Bright Future, because I've gotten to be a big spokesperson for vision. Vision is different from eyesight. It is conceptual, and it's how the brain and the eyes work together, whereas eyesight is simply the clarity of what you see. So when you say somebody has vision, you're talking about much more than the prescription in their glasses. And so in order to understand how a baby's eyes work together and how the eyes work with the brain, you need to have a very good developmental vision evaluation. And that's usually done by a developmental optometrist. And to find one near you, you need to go to a website called COV like Victor, D like dog, COVD.org, and put in your zip code and you can find somebody near you. And it's very important that people with autism have a good vision evaluation. And all babies should have one by 6 months. But because a lot of autistic symptoms are visual. And they like stimming and poor eye contact and winking and blinking. These are all telling us that something's going wrong with the visual system. And they don't do this because they're autistic. The opposite is true. They're autistic because their visual systems are not working well. And so I can't emphasize enough the importance of a good vision exam. And your optometrist and your occupational therapist need to work together because the tactile, proprioceptive, and vestibular systems are all essential for good vision. So the step four, which I'm not going to spend much time on, is the one that where most people spend most of their time, and that's on communicating and interacting and learning. So when you have a child with autism, one of the first places that people go is to a speech pathologist. And most speech pathologists think that speech starts with talking. But the whole first year of life is when we talk, when the other three steps have been taking place, when the health is developing and vision and motor and the sensory systems and reflexes are emerging. And so being able to talk and understand language is dependent, totally dependent on those foundations, especially being healthy, especially having good binocularity, especially having good integration of tactile, proprioceptive, and vestibular function, and especially of having the reflexes of the mouth and the oral motor system working well. And to be able to interact and have social skills is also dependent on those first three steps. And so I wrote an article, which is on that devdelay.org website, called Say Hi to Patty. And I talk about how all of those first steps are important for a child to be able to walk into a room, look at somebody who is unfamiliar, and actually give a greeting, like saying hi. And I wrote this after I had so many kids coming into my offices, when the parent insisted that they say hi to me, where they were not feeling good. They had a tummy ache. Their lights were too bright. They didn't know whether I was going to jump all over them and give them a hug. And so all of these things prevent that child from feeling grounded and being able to communicate and be social. So I don't spend a whole lot of time on that in my talks, but in my book, there's several chapters on programs that develop language and social skills using technology, using hybrid programs which take into account the reflexes and the vision and the sensory experiences. So finally, step five is planning for the future. And there's two components to this. The first part is how do you deal with young adults on the spectrum? And young adults are a whole new ball of wax, and that was what I did when I went to Kuwait, as Dana mentioned in the introduction. And those were families whose kids had not had much education, and what we did was establish a program that was founded in my first three steps. It's a sensory motor experiential program for people in their young, in their early 20s to experience some of these same experiences for the first time. And the second part of it is prevention. And Dana shared with me that this is one of her favorite subjects, that we can prevent autism from conception. We know that this is true when families have second children that do not have autism, even though they have the same genetic underpinnings. And so by changing our lifestyle, by eating healthfully, by looking at some of the things that I've talked about in the first steps, we know that we can prevent autism. And this requires education. It is not out of fear. It is out of education. And we want to get to people, to couples early. We now know that a third of pregnancies, couples are infertile, and a third of pregnancies end in miscarriages. And these are toxic pregnancies that are not viable. Many autistic babies were just viable pregnancies where the mother was toxic and the baby was taking in the toxins for her, from her discharge. And so we want to get the clean out the mother and detox the parents, father too, to get healthy eggs and healthy sperms for our future generations.
Well, Patty, I what I'm going to suggest is that we do another show focused on this prevention.
That would be fun, Dana.
It would. I think that we need to do that because it's too important, and it's where it to me, it's where it matters most. And I want to thank you for being on the show, Patty.
You're welcome.
We loved it. And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. You can access the show or any previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. As our lives move forward, I'm reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. Please remember, folks, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Did you know at Village Green, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Hey, everybody. It's David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast, the D.C. area's one and only food and wine variety show.
This Sunday, we'll be celebrating the Super Bowl. We're going to get you ready for the big game with cocktail ideas and great eats, too.
That's Foodie and the Beast this Sunday at 11, right here on 1500 AM.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFMHD2 Manassas, WTLPFMHD2 Braddock Heights Frederick, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics,